Well, Mookie, we've both been up to a lot this past little bit. I've had lots of family stuff going on, lots of work stuff going on. You've been, like, taking vacations.
But the three-day Vegas vacation feels like it's a week and a half. Because, well, you know what? It takes every ounce of everything you have.
What do you mean it takes every ounce of everything you have? It's all fun.
It's fun, but, like, you know what? You think you're going to win big, and you're, like, surfing islandsforsale.com on the plane on the way down there. And then, I don't know, man. Vegas has changed a little bit, though, too. Like, I don't, first of all, it's not as busy, for sure. Second of all, I don't really remember everyone smoking everywhere, do you? Like, I don't know if it's Americans in general or Las Vegas in particular, but man, I was coughing secondhand smoke the whole time we're there. Every casino, not smoking areas. You can smoke wherever you want.
Yeah, I do remember that when we were there, and that was a while back.
Yeah, I'm like, this is whatever year it is, 2025. It's like, you know, let's have dedicated areas. Put the smokers in a bubble. Remember Tim Hortons? They had the smoking section, and you had to be in that glass aquarium? I was a smoker back then, I remember. So, like, let's point and laugh and say, hey, you have to gamble in there, you smokers. I can't see you because it's all foggy, but you know what I mean, right? And everyone else who doesn't smoke, smokes weed. And everybody in Vegas is bringing their family. I'm like, what the hell could you possibly do with your kids in Vegas? Okay, M&M store, check. Coke store, check. What else are you going to do? Okay, Mandalay Bay Aquarium, check. They can't go in the casinos. Like, they have to keep walking if they're in the casinos. I'm like, why are you bringing your kids? Like, it seems like it's a family destination going to Vegas right now.
It's not something I would be doing with the kids, that's for sure.
No. Like, it's hot and there's a pool. But you know what? Like, as a gambling guy, you know, like, I don't think it's good optics when little Johnny falls asleep. It's like, okay, double lock the door. Daddy's going for a little gambling. He's got his poker vest on. Here we go. You know, like, the kid wakes up, doesn't know where he is, right? Doesn't know, hey, I'm in Vegas. Where's Dad? You know, they call the cops.
Yeah.
They only know 911 because that's what you taught them growing up. You know, you're screwed.
Or the kid gets lost looking for you.
Yeah. Man, and everything is so much more expensive. You take a cab and, like, the tip, you know, this whole tip thing, it drives me crazy. It's even worse there. The tip option starts at 30%. I'm like, boo, like, buddy, you drove me around the block, you know? And they don't make it easy for you to get, like, out of that 30, 40, or 50%. I'm like, 50%, okay. Like, get over yourself. You're not a rock star driver. You didn't say a word to me. I got no insight from Vegas out of you. So I'm trying to find, like, to bypass that to make a smaller tip. So I did the one time, coming home from Fremont Street, and I went to 10%. The guy swore at me. I'm like, okay, buddy, I just gave you free money. I gave you 10% of 40, but I give you an extra $4. It's not good enough for you. You swore at me. I'm like, hey. That's not professional, man. Come on.
Wow. No, and I thought things were cheaper in Vegas at one time, were they not?
Not anymore, my friend.
Oh.
Not anymore.
Do you still get free drinks if you're gambling?
Check out my Reddit thread. I posted that on Vegas Reddit. I'm like, what the hell happened? No, it's a skeleton staff. You don't really get free drinks anymore.
What?
I was at a casino called, well, I'm not going to name names. Anyway, I was at a casino and I said, hey, can I get a vodka soda and a rum and coke for my son? She's like, put some money in the machine first. Let me watch you put money in the machine and then I'll bring you a drink in a bit. I'm like, oh my God, that is so cheap. I'd been there for 3 hours. Like, she didn't have any idea what I was doing and where I was. But I've been there for a while. I'm looking for a drink, man. Like, you know, and here's the thing. Like, if you're playing slots, you're milking your slots until she comes back. Like, I'm trying to kill time so I don't chew through $100 to get my free drink. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once you get your drink, do they still keep coming back to check on you? Or is that it?
No.
Or do you have to wave them down?
Nothing in Vegas is like it used to be. You know, I looked to buy a ticket for the UFC fight. It was there. Started at $600. I'm like, nope, that's out of my price range. So I'm like, let me check Bruno Mars. Tickets start at $500.
No.
Like, who are these monsters that have? And you watch people how they spend money. It's like, give me $1,000 in chips and people throwing $100 in the slot machine. I'm like, I got a budget of like $100 today. Where are you guys coming from? Why are you so rich? Like, what's going on, man?
Seriously?
Yeah, it's weird.
Wow, when we were there, we went for Charlene's husband's 40th birthday party, and we all wore shirts that said, the donkey is out of the pen. Guess who the donkey was?
I'm going to guess Charlene's husband?
Yeah, Jim. Anyways, okay. It was a great time, but every time I was up at a casino, they wanted to leave, and I'm like, but I'm winning. Okay. All right. I guess
yeah,
we're going.
Yeah, you think you're always going to be up, right? But you're not. Like, you're right. Always down. Yeah, I'm like, let me play blackjack. Oh, it starts at $25 a hand.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, that's out of my range, you know?
The last time I did go to a casino in the States, one machine, I won $1,300. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That'll never happen
again. Those days
again.
Are done. Those days are done,
that was
friend.
Just a few months ago.
Oh, I had my honeymoon in Vegas, and we were there for 7 days. And a couple of days, my wife and I said, okay, no gambling today, no drinking today. We went to, like, Red Rock Canyon. We're like, okay, let's drive to the Grand Canyon. It was like a 4-day drive. Like, everyone else is taking helicopters. And we see a sign saying, you know, like, 250 miles away or something like that. So, like, let's, if we get there, it's 8 o'clock at night, then we drive all night from the Grand Canyon. It's, like, 3 in the morning. Like, it was a crazy far distance. So, it was a waste of a day just going for a drive and then turning around. Yeah, it's fun, though. Like, we had a good time. We stayed at Treasure Island, which is not spectacular. It's kind of middle of the road. It's exactly what you expect, like kind of an average hotel, but you feel safe there, but nothing's brand new, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Kind of
like
the old-timey Flamingo-type Vegas-y hotels, like the Excaliburs of the world. So, yeah, you know what? We paid $1,100 for two of us for flight and three nights hotel, which is awesome. Day before we left, it was like $3,500 a person, so...
Oh,
got a good deal.
No yeah. kidding. Now, whose idea was it to go to Vegas for the boy's birthday?
Mine.
Of
well, I mean, he could have had the idea. It's like, let's do a little fundraising. Should we do a GoFundMe to get your birthday present or what? No, like he
people
was,
would
he
have
was,
kicked in.
He was all in. He was last year in Mexico for his birthday. I'm like, yeah. I don't know, man. We keep raising the bar for your birthday. I don't know what we're gonna do next.
Yeah.
Year, so.
What is next year gonna be? Wow.
I don't even know.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Are you taking the summer off? It seems like you're always away too.
I know. We're back and forth. Our friends at Eagle Lake Island Lodge. I think I should be marked down as an employee here.
Oh yeah.
Are you, I'm not.
Are you
I don't work
while
here.
You're there?
No. I help out if somebody needs help and I'm done my work for the day. I'll go and give a hand.
If
in
you're
the
sober
over there.
Enough, you'll go help somewhere. Is it just a big piss up or what?
Here, no. Actually, it's really cool though to be on an island in the middle of a lake, and you have cabins that have showers and bathrooms and little kitchenettes, and then you can go to the lodge where there's a big kitchen and a dining room and a bar, and you can fish your face off here.
Wow,
it is pretty cool. You need to come here one day. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Well, you know what I think of sometimes too is like if you're there with Joe, right? Are
yeah.
you taking the last room? Is that a room they could sell? Are they sold out otherwise and you're like kind of freeloading or how does that work?
We have a room in the lodge. So we're upstairs from, you know, the dining area, the kitchen and the bar. And yeah, so no, we're not taking away from anybody.
Charlene's like, nice to have you, but man, I could use that revenue.
Yeah, no, we would, if there was an opening, we would, when we were coming up, we would stay in, you know, one of the cabins, which are all pretty cool. So yeah.
So what are you fishing for there?
Muskie fishing is huge here. Everybody wants
right.
to get a muskie because they're just so big. Walleye, that's huge.
Yeah.
So yeah, and the big talk is forward-facing sonar. They really want to discourage people from using it because then they'll just get overfished, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's one of the discussions that's going on over here.
So use the cheat code then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, how fun yeah. is that, though, when you can find them that
yeah.
easy?
Like, well, it used to be like you used to have to predict it, right? Like before the sun came out or rainy days or like late yeah. at night. And now it's just like, hey, I'm going to get my fish. I know where he is.
Yeah. I'll just follow this sonar. Oh, there they are.
Did you bring it back to the kitchen and say, hey, Jim, Charlene, fry this up for me?
No, they actually do have a place you can go and do your fish fry.
Is it a fishing lodge?
Yes. Yeah, it's
nice.
Exactly
nice.
What it is. And then even when you're here, the Northern Lights last summer were amazing. There was a storm that was to the south of us, didn't even hit us, but we could see all the lightning going through all the clouds. It's an amazing place to be, really.
Right.
Yeah.
And winter too or no? Can you ice fish there in the winter?
No, nobody's out here in the winter.
Okay.
No.
They're
no.
yeah, they're in their summer place in, or winter place in Hawaii, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Florida, of all places.
Nice.
Yep, they got a place
the
down there.
The crazy world of Florida.
But they said everybody that they hang out with is pretty good about it. So, you know, nobody's
yeah.
like, oh, you're Canadian. No, they don't get that.
Yeah, you know what? I found that too. Like, I was walking around. I mean, it was so hot, but like on the airplane, had a Canada jacket in the Vegas airport. When we went to Pittsburgh, like all the Americans that we meet, just the people, like they're super chill. Like they...
Mm-hmm.
they have a good relationship with us. They don't think anything differently of us, you know. Like, it's not us causing the chaos. It's not like the people, you know what I mean? Like, I think people are just people. I mean, they're still a little naive sometimes as to the Canadian culture and the geography of exactly where we are.
Right.
But, you know, they know a little bit. They're like, oh, you speak English. That's weird. I'm like, yeah, most of us do, man. Like most of us, just like you guys, most of us do. But, yeah. I mean, the guy in Pittsburgh, the hotel manager in Pittsburgh, gave me a big hug, and he said, you know what, because you're Canadian, I'm going to give you a discount. I'm like, that's awesome.
That is nice. We had some apologies from some Americans that we've run into, you know, shopping or whatever. Yeah, they're like, yeah, sorry. And we're like, that's not your fault. It's not you doing it, so.
Yeah, we're about to be inundated with them. Stampede starts in a couple of days, so it's a lot of Americans because the dollar is good for them. And, you know, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be super busy because, like, Canadians are not traveling the U.S. for the most part. So they're going to come to Canada. Stampede is already 120,000, 125,000 people per day on the ground. So now it's going to be, like, probably all-time records. And, you know, when people come, just like the G7 Summit was just here a couple weeks ago, right? Like, when the G7 Summit's here and there's international media from Australia and Japan and Britain, all that kind of stuff, I'm like, Mother Nature, you have to cooperate because we're unhinged with weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if a foot of snow is coming, if it's going to be, like, a hailstorm, if it's going to be 30 degrees. And then you can just imagine, it's like, oh, no break from winter in Canada. Here we are in Christmas Town. Someone shook the snow globe again. You're like, Mother Nature, please just pump out 25, 26. You don't have to be too hot. So Stampede, same thing. But, like, Stampede is crazy because you're going to get thunderstorms and hailstorms and, like, super hot days and, you know, all those TV stations trying to melt the ice cream on the asphalt saying, okay, what time do you think it's going to melt at, Jim? All right, back to you, Susie. You know, all those stupid things. So, yeah, I mean, you can't control what people think of your country and your city and your event and all that kind of stuff. But you just kind of hold your breath for good, decent, normal weather, you know?
So what is your favorite thing about the Stampede?
I was going to say before that, too, I looked up my Facebook memories, and 3 years ago today, we were skiing on Canada Day in the mountains because we had a goofy snowstorm in July. Yeah, I'm not even kidding you. That's the kind of city we live in. Is it 30 or is it snowing?
That's amazing. I mean,
Stampede is just the whole vibe of the city. Like, nobody works for 10 days, right? Like, everybody dresses like a makeshift cowboy, cowgirl. It's a lot of cosplay stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pride. Like, everyone decorates their buildings with, like, cartoony cowboys and cowgirls. And there's, like, massive Stampede tents everywhere and, like, the biggest concerts you could ever imagine for 10 days straight and, like, fireworks for 10 days straight and everybody's hammered half the time and people having sex in the alleys everywhere. It's kind of like a combination of, like, New Orleans and, like, I don't know, like, Animal House maybe a little bit and that kind of thing. So it's fun. I mean, some people leave the city because it's a bit too much sometimes, but
yeah,
working in radio, you don't have a choice. I'll be there every day. So,
but you're going to have a blast at it, right?
Plus, I'm the world's greatest whack-a-mole player, so I'll just be standing there, like, taking on all comers. Where are you from, mate? Brazil. All right, come on over. You and I for this stuffy. Let's go. Got to make that rope longer, though. Although my secret is you got to stay low. You don't have a lot of rope. You got to stay low. Whack, 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 whack. Remember one time I was playing whack-a-mole, the only time I ever lost, my wife beat me. Of all people to beat you, right? We're in Orlando and we're at SeaWorld, and I grabbed the guy's microphone. I had a couple beers. And I said, hey, everyone gather around. You're about to witness the world's greatest whack-a-mole player. I take on all comers from all different countries. All right, here's the microphone, mister. Count us down in three. And then I'm whacking the moles, and I hear this ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, hands go up in the air, and I look over. I got 140. My wife's got 150. I'm like, what the hell?
Wow. So
I said, give me the microphone. I grabbed the microphone back and I said, some say I should have retired a long time ago and they were right. I'm old and tired and this game is no longer for me. Goodbye. Good night, Orlando.
My favorite is the one where you shoot the water through the hole and it blows up the balloon.
But if you miss on your first shot, you're screwed. The game's over.
I never miss.
That's what I heard. What?
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
How can you aim that thing, like, right off the bat, though?
I got a good aim. I'm getting set up before the bell goes, man. That's it. I love that game.
It has a scope on it. It's a plastic toy water gun.
I don't need a scope.
Okay, what do you like racing? You like the horses? You like the aliens? Or
I would do horse races for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
My co-host and I are going to have a Stampede scavenger hunt.
while we're down there on the grounds. We got to find a carny with a mullet and then take a picture with them. You know, like go through the whole list of clues that we have. It's going to be fun.
Oh.
And then it's like, okay, somebody eating a turkey leg, somebody having something on a stick, somebody eating bugs. Stampede has all those things. It's only a matter of finding them, right? So,
did you take a look at the menu that they have this year? It's quite weird.
Yeah, it's always quite weird. There was one time they had scorpion pizza, and the booth was shut down because they had to get more. Had to go to the Mojave Desert to get more scorpions. They were out.
Well, that's the thing, because you look at the list and you think nobody's gonna buy that. Like, I think there was like beef tongue on a stick, and I thought, who's gonna buy that? Well, wait, they wouldn't have it if people weren't interested in that kind of thing.
Do you
right?
know how many beers go down at Stampede?
Man.
People can't wait. Do you know that social media exists? People can't wait. I've been a food judge for forever at the Calgary Stampede, and it's so surreal because they're like, okay, here's the mealworm pizza, and then we'll have like a wooden bowl with a spoon. If you want more mealworm, you can just spoon it on. I'm like, I want less mealworm. I want less maggots. I want less scorpions. I want less worms. But yeah, I mean, they went through a real bug phase. There's a little less now, but yeah.
Well, there's Mopani worm poutine. I think it's Mopani is how it's spelled, but they have a lot of protein in them, and that's sounds like it's going to be a big seller.
You know what's a perfect recipe? Poutine.
Yeah.
Fries. Yeah.
Yes.
Cheese curds and gravy. Like, you don't have to add anything. I don't need smoked meat. Don't go to like New York Fries and get like the buttered chip. Like, just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
The regular poutine, man. Or Costco has the world's greatest poutine, don't you think?
Ooh, I haven't even tried Costco's poutine.
Oh, my God.
Only pizza.
The hack now is you get the chicken fingers and you cut them up, put them on the poutine. Here I am saying, like, go with the OG, like, don't add things. But I've never tried it because they have all these Reddit threads and Costco threads and all that kind of stuff on social media saying, try this, try that. But, yeah, so here's my review. The best Cavendish Farm French fries in the world are at Costco. Check. The best gravy in the world. Cheese curds, I don't know. I don't really get them. I'd like it a little more melty of a cheese, right? They're kind of like squeak, squeak, squeak.
People are like,
oh, these curds are perfect.
I love them.
Really?
Because they're not all melted. I love
them.
Well,
maybe just like a lower melting point, right? Instead of like having to blast lava on them to have them melt a little bit. Like, just give me a little bit more than what you got. That's it. Not like full on like cheesy, because that's like Canadian poutine or non-Quebec poutine where it's like grated cheese, like cheddar or mozzarella or something.
Yeah, very true. But still, so, I love it. So
yeah,
you
should come out. Yeah, it's Goofy Foods.
Well, you know what? Joe would love it because he loves everything horses and cowboys. So I'm surprised he hasn't even mentioned that he'd want to go yet.
You know, and the greatest thing about being on the grounds at Stampede is you're never the worst dressed. It doesn't matter what you wear, right? Stampede's adorable. Like, people trying to be cowboys, people that have given up, people with their shirts off. You know, it's just like, it's the worst of the worst. You're like, oh my God. My 1 year, my wife's like, you are not looking very good. I'm like, thank you, honey. And I get down there, I'm like the fifth best dressed, you know, person on the ground. So
it's perfect.
Yeah. What were you going to say, though?
Oh, no. I was going to say, you heard about Portage of Maine in Winnipeg. They opened up that intersection so people can walk it now.
Right.
Yeah. It's been like, what, 47 years since people have been able to cross the road there. Have you ever been in that area?
Well, I worked there.
There was one time when I was there. It was probably back in like 1993, and it was winter, and we were with friends, and we were going out. And I needed to get some money. So we were in that area. I didn't know it was the area at the time. We were just going out and I wasn't paying attention. But there's stairs going down and my bank is across the road. So I go down these stairs, start walking. And then my friends go, where are you going? Get back here. Because at the bottom of the stairs, there's no sidewalk. But I didn't see that because there's snow on the ground. So I realize there's nothing here. So I start running back. There's a bus coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I made it to the stairs before the bus got to me, but maybe we'd had a little too much tequila before we left the house. So if there was a sign, I sure didn't see it.
Well, and Winnipeg's a very much an underground city too, right?
Yes.
Like, you have to go underground to go shopping, or like, you know, if you're at the university there, you don't really see anyone unless you're in the tunnels with them. Because
right.
You can't go outside, man. It's too cold.
Exactly, because it's really windy.
And in Winnipeg,
there.
It's way safer underground, too. Yeah. A lot of bad stuff happens there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why we were even there, but that's where our friends that lived in Winnipeg brought us. And I went, oh, there's my bank.
Yeah, crazy, hey?
Yeah, yep, just young and kooky. So that's my Winnipeg Portage of Maine story.
Well, happy Canada Day to you, by the way.
And to you, what have you done to celebrate?
Started with fireworks at 5:17 a.m. Dogs went crazy. They just came off the roof a few minutes ago.
And it wasn't your fireworks.
No, and I love it, too, because on social media for your neighborhood, it's like, oh, my God. And then someone found a fire, an empty fireworks box, and they gave us a location because people were speculating where it was. And now people are trying to find the people that did it. And listen, 5:17, I don't know what it's like there, but 5:17 a.m. here, it's like noon. So I'm not sure what you're seeing. You're obviously trying to piss people off. But dogs do not like fireworks, hot air balloons, thunderstorms. They're very noise sensitive,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in bed and you're sleeping and the golden retrievers are on your face and someone startles them at 5:17, it's not a happy time in bed. Let me just tell you that.
Goes to the window. She thought someone was shooting at us or shooting in general. I'm like, we're not in the best neighborhood. We're not in a poor neighborhood. Like, no one's going to shoot at us, I hope. Anyway.
Wait. You know what I need is an update on you about your sleep apnea. Are you still using the mask?
Yep.
And it's going well?
What's well? It's the biggest pain in the ass in the world. I hate it.
Do you feel refreshed, though? It's been like 2 months since we talked.
I don't know, man. Like, sleeping with a 6 foot tube on your face, do you feel refreshed? All right, let me roll over. I got to take my gear with me. Let me coil up the hose. We're moving.
You know, if I could just, like, I don't know, incline the bed. We have one of those incline beds and just fall asleep that way.
Yes, I love mine.
And just stay in one position and not have 19 pee breaks because we're getting old. It'd be easier, you know? Everything's tougher when you're old, man. That's all.
Yeah, you just got to roll with it. But is your wife sleeping better?
I think she is. Yeah, she's not sleeping by the front door anymore in the bathroom. So that's good news.
That's perfect.
But I have an app, right? So I go to the app first thing in the morning. I'm like, how did I sleep? Hey, computer, tell me how I slept. And it translates. Oh, you had 91%. That's pretty good. Your CO was average. You had this many events per hour. Like, I'm just obsessed with technology
now. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't go by how do I feel. How many hours do I think I have? No, I go to the app. I'm like, hey, Appy, how did I sleep last night? You know? Hey, robot friend.
The only way I know I'm snoring is when Joe's hand is on my arm. And then I wake up and go, oh, no, was I snoring?
Yeah.
Usually that's when I'm exhausted.
If I can hear over the robotics, I can hear her snore a little bit. I would never say that out loud. I would never say that in a microphone. But, yeah, I mean, now she snores louder than I do because I can't because I get this thing rammed in my face. I think it was her idea all along. Hey, you're a snorer. Ram this thing in your face so you can't. But it's amazing, like, the air power you get thrown in there. You know, you take it off to go to the bathroom, and it's like, they call it a nose hammock that goes right into my nose. And if you don't sleep with your mouth closed, you don't get the full effect, right? Because otherwise it just kind of escapes through your mouth.
Yeah, so you get the mouth tape.
Yeah, well, she has it anyway. But yeah, that's a different story. Yeah, but when you go to the bathroom, I try and put it under my pillow because it sounds like a rocket taking off.
It's like...
So I just hide it. Hopefully the dogs don't eat it by the time
I'm back.
Yeah, good news.
Well, I have one more question for you before we do go. So I didn't ask you about Vegas. When you were walking the streets of Vegas, any performers on the streets?
How you must have
seen a lot of them.
How you doing? They have the Vegas showgirls, like a lot of them too.
Oh.
And they want to take a picture with you, right? They have like the feathers and the boas and all that kind of stuff. And it's not like, hey, welcome to Vegas, take a picture. Apparently, as soon as you take the picture, like, okay, now it's $60. And
whoa.
If you don't pay them, they argue with you on the spot, right? So we did not take a picture. Yeah, and there was a guy like a what do they call it, Mr. Mike or whatever his name? No, that's the restaurant. What's the Magic Mike? There's a guy like that with his shirt off, and he's like nicely shaven and tanned. And he grabs some guy's wife as they're holding hands walking down the strip, and she's like, get out of here, and like actually slapped his wrist, you know? So I'm like, he's pretty good looking. I wouldn't have slapped his wrist, but he didn't grab me, he grabbed you. So yeah, it's same old Vegas, man. It's fun. Like, take it in doses, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of walking, a lot of heat. Like, if you go, I wouldn't go this time of year. I'd recommend maybe November, December, where it's like a little cooler, 15, 20 degrees. But then it's like you can't really use the pools, or you can, but it's not as warm.
Yeah.
But I've never felt so hot walking from our chair 20 feet to the pool. Like, I thought my feet were going to roast off. Like, they're going to blister on that 20-foot walk. Yeah, you're looking for that little bit of shade or a little bit of sploosh puddle from the water, from the pool, like, as a break along the way. It's hot. It is so hot there.
Yeah.
I had my phone under my shirt as I'm laying by the pool, and it overheated and shut down. I'm like, okay, I give up.
Oh, could have blown up on you there, Mookie.
Take the phone, man. Take the phone. I don't need it. I was just going to post a selfie in Vegas anyway, but you can take it.
We went in December, so it was pretty decent. We were only there for a weekend as well, so there was no pool for us. We were just go, go, go. And then we found this, it's called Hole in the Wall, Italian restaurant. It was amazing.
Batista's, yeah. We booked it. Yeah. We booked it because it was like all you can drink wine. Wine was free, right? We booked it on the Thursday night, and then we get an email like 2 days before we left saying cancel. I'm like, what the hell? And they're doing rentals right now.
Oh no!
Open by Thursday. Yeah, not open until like mid July now, so we didn't get a chance to go. You don't get a lot of wins in Las Vegas, and that seemed like a win to me. You know, I was looking for like one small win along the way. But okay, man. Well, listen. Have a good rest of your week.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Well, have a wonderful Canada Day. I've got my Deadpool shirt on. It says Canada Day every day.
Nice.
Yeah. What have you got? You got the red on?
I do not have red on, no.
What?
No, I don't have red on. I apologize. Sorry to disappoint you. I could have lied and said yes.
Yeah, you could have, but you didn't. You're honest. I like that about you.
My wife has her Canada shirt. We went down to Mexico this time last year, and I bought us all like matchy Canada shirts. It has a moose and a Canada flag on it, so she's wearing hers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you should be wearing yours.
She's the only one, though.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I know.
I'll let it go
this
time.
She's the best Canadian in the house. What can I say?
All right, Mookie. I will talk to you soon.
Take care, hey.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.